Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. We're going to get started here in just a second. But first, if you're looking for the most convenient way to listen to The Bob Seska Show, I've got a solution for you. The Patreon app for your smartphone is the best way to stay up to date with new shows, and it's the best way to listen. Here's why. Every time there's a new episode, you're going to get an automatic alert on your phone, notifications for the free shows on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and notifications for the Friday after party and the postmortem shows, too. You can listen at home or in the car with a couple of swipes, and you can join our community of listeners, too, in the comments under each show. Oh, and you can manage your subscriptions without ever sitting down at a computer. Subscribe for as little as $1 a month at BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow, then download the Patreon app from the App Store on your phone. Thank you for supporting this completely independent podcast, and now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, August 5, 2021. This is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob. How you doing?
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 198 of the Biden-Harris administration, 460 days until the 22 midterms. Find me on Instagram at TheBobSeska and on Twitter at BobSeska_go. And here come the goth ninjas. Yeah. It is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, from -the-bunker.com, also at patreon.com/from the bunker. Support her show, why don't you? And she's also on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Sexyliberal.com is her podcasting super duper station. Also, David T-Rex Ferguson is here, too. He is from the T-Rex Report podcast and the band called Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. Please go support David's music because it's awesome. It is most excellent. Okay. Holy shit, goth ninjas. Welcome, Jody. Welcome back to the show. We missed
Thank
you last
you.
Week. We desperately,
yeah,
desperately
I
missed
I
you.
Yeah, I did listen to you guys last week, and no, it wasn't Sexy Squirters 3.
Sexy Squirters in 3D. Sexy Squirters 3 in 3D.
There was sucking and blowing, but not that kind.
Right. It was all happening in your attic.
It was all happening. Basically, we re-insulated my attic.
Well, here's the big news of the day. I've been waiting to talk about this story. I could have talked about this on Tuesday, I think, but I wanted to hold this for both of you because our friend Mary Trump is in the news this week. I don't know if you saw this story, but she was on The View.
I've got some things to say about this. If y'all want to just like take a seat and get comfortable...
Okay, let's play the clip first.
There.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play the clip. This is Mary Trump. I think she was being interviewed by Whoopi on The View the other day, and Meghan McCain was not on the panel when Mary Trump was on. And so Mary is so awesome. This is what she had to say. Here's Mary Trump.
It's a shame that your colleague didn't have the courage to come on and have this conversation with me.
But I appreciate that you are all willing to take up these very difficult subjects, because racism, in my view, is at the heart of everything that's wrong in 21st century America.
Yeah.
Silence.
So,
crickets.
Our thanks to Mayor Trump.
Oh man, holy shit, wow.
And it is not often that Whoopi Goldberg is left speechless. I mean, when have you ever seen her not at least be ready to be, like, super professional and toss it to commercial?
Maybe the control room was talking in her ear or something like that, and she was listening to something else and wasn't quite ready to talk at that point. And so hence the long pregnant pause. But I mean, my God, that was like 5 or 6 seconds of just dead air where it's just Whoopi staring into the camera going,
Sunny
how
and
do
Joy
I...
could not unmute their mics because they were laughing too hard. You know?
Let's go back and time the pregnant pause here from The View.
Wrong in 21st century America.
One
1,000, two 1,000, three 1,000, four 1,000, five 1,000. Wow. 6,000.
Our thanks to Mary Trump. The book is called The Reckoning.
I had 8 seconds of nothing on The View. The View, which is the show where everyone talks, sometimes
all
at the same time. Yeah, exactly right. And Mary Trump was able to completely stymie the entire panel. And I guess it was because ultimately one of their own was being criticized on their air, and justifiably so. I mean, make no mistake.
Right. And completely, and where was Megan? Why wasn't she on the segment?
Yeah.
Did she, like, get turned around in the shower that morning?
Because isn't this her last week?
Did she, like, bonk her head on the liquor cabinet and lost consciousness? I mean, and, like, Princess, you know, you had a chance to say your thing to her face, and you went there. So where was you? I mean, I'm just like, so.
Oh, my God, that's
flash
funny.
Flash forward to TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ.
Reporting that Meghan McCain is just furious. Yes. She's like, keep away from me and my family! You know, and it's like, nobody attacked your family, Princess. Yeah. Okay, it was all just
Did you know her dad's John McCain?
Yes.
Is he? That's, you know, I thought that sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure if... But no, and then but I have to say, let's never ever forget that TMZ is a bunch of amoral pit vipers headed by a lecherous, filthy old creep named Harvey Levin, who worships Donald Trump and constantly, if you ever watch the show, he is surrounded by people who are in the most beautiful phase of their lives. They all look like models.
Yeah.
And they're just there to sell out what shallow wee souls they have for a bit of short-term media clout.
Mm-hmm,
so they've got the morals of a pack of coyotes, basically. But when they presented this, they did not put Mary's paragraph in. They just said, Mary Trump, who secretly taped her relatives, you know, making her sound like a bad, you know, and it's like, I mean, she was taping that for evidence for the court.
Exactly.
You know, under their orders. So she didn't do anything wrong there. But then they went on about just, you know, oh, poor Megan, she's in her last week or whatever. But I would like to quickly, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind. But you know what? I'm going to jingle you in because, man, I am so here for you today, David. I am so ready. My body is ready to listen to you rant about this. Oh, holy shit. So let's bring this in. Yeah, gotta have this. Now. Go.
Okay. So, on Monday, Kathy Griffin, who has had the shittiest couple years on the planet, sister dying, getting blacklisted so she can't even work in this country, friends turning their backs on her.
Her mom died recently, too, didn't she?
Her mother died. She's having to have half of her left lung removed because of lung cancer.
Lung cancer.
Never even smoked.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. This is what Meghan McCain said on Monday about Kathy Griffin. Wait.
Okay.
I've
got the quote here in front of me. Do you want me to read it?
Please.
Okay. Here's Meghan McCain's reaction to Mary Trump. She said, No.
I need the reaction first to Kathy Griffin.
Oh, the reaction. Oh, no, I don't have the reaction to Kathy Griffin in front of me. I just have the reaction to Mary Trump.
According to McCain, she remains upset that Kathy Griffin made very cruel and homophobic jokes about country singer Clay Aiken.
She didn't.
Whom McCain refers to as ostensibly my brother before he was ready to tell the world that he was gay. I just don't like her. I'm never going to like her for all the jokes about Clay, she said. And I don't like her because I don't like seeing pictures of severed heads of anyone in any place. When the show ended, McCain wasn't done. Mary Trump, the estranged niece of the former president, appeared on The View Tuesday. And you know, now we can go to your quote.
Meghan McCain said about Mary Trump, "There is no good Trump family member to me. Continue to wish they would all just leave me and my entire family the fuck alone." So there's Meghan McCain. Why? No, stop applauding for Meghan McCain. No, see, that my studio audience goes nuts like that sometimes. I apologize.
No, here's the thing. Yeah. Meghan, you know, it's like nobody attacked your family. Yeah. Nobody even attacked you.
Yeah.
They didn't call you an idiot, a lightweight, a cream puff, a nepotism gold medal winner. She just said that you didn't have the courage to come on the show.
Yeah.
Who's
right.
shushing me?
Yeah. Who's
someone's going my dog. I'm not shushing you. I'm shushing the dog. He's about to bark. I'm sorry.
I'm like, this was my mother from beyond the grave. Yes. Like, my mother is she knows this. Like,
don't shush him.
Apologies. No, it was,
I could just sense my mom's hand on my shoulder going, David, I didn't raise you to talk about women this way. But I mean, I would talk about a man this way. I would talk about a woman this way. Meghan yeah. McCain is an asshole. Mm-hmm. She is a spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
She has no courage.
Yeah.
She has no ideas. I mean, she gets spoon-fed her talking points by her Federalist, you know, society husband every morning over breakfast.
Sure.
You know, and she has no moral consistency. And nobody has done more for the LGBTQ community in a lot of ways than Kathy. Because she's not like just Madonna, just like writing checks and sending them to, the, you know, different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she helped found the Trevor Project.
Oh, yeah.
Which is for homeless LGBT kids. And that's what people ignore about Kathy Griffin. They're like, oh, she's such a bitch and she's so cruel. But she has been over to entertain troops for the USO more than Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Whether she knew it or not, the photographer set that up to look like Perseus and Medea.
Yeah, right.
It was a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
It was disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
It was shocking. Yeah. But it's fucking art.
Yeah, right.
Okay? She has a First Amendment right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, for everyone who's like, well, I had a First Amendment right to break into the Capitol and shit on the wall. It's mm-hmm. like, apply that across the board, asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she had just as much of a right to do what she did. I'm sorry it hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it upset you.
Mm-hmm.
That it was, oh, you felt it was inappropriate. Well, you know, I think keeping babies in cages at the motherfucking border is fucking imprudent. That's horror.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a rubber mask with ketchup on it.
Right.
That's people who will be damaged by this experience for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, like, fucking don't take the moral high ground with me, Meghan McCain. Mm-hmm. I will fucking send you home with those nasty hair extensions in a Kroger bag.
Wow, you are in a mood.
God damn it. Oh, man, I'm just drinking this down like Coca-Cola. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, there's other Meghan McCain.
I really do need to send flowers to her. Before she leaves The View, I need to send flowers to Meghan McCain's hairstylist for all the laughs.
True.
There's another lots of laughs. In the words of Joni Mitchell, lots of laughs.
There's another Meghan McCain story here. Kimberly tweeted this out earlier. According to the recount, Meghan McCain slammed CNN's Chris Cuomo for not reporting on his brother Governor Andrew Cuomo's pattern of sexual harassment as, quote, the worst kind of nepotism, Meghan McCain says. Meghan McCain!
Oh my God!
Son of
bitch!
John!
Don't McCain. Your house have mirrors? I can't with her.
Yeah,
I cannot. Yeah. The worst kind of nepotism. Well, at least Chris Cuomo has a fucking job.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, is qualified to work in his field. And one of the things anyone who's in a family with someone who's an addict or an alcoholic or someone who has a compulsive, inappropriate behavior, they will tell you that they are best at hiding it from the people who can actually do something about it, like family members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
I couldn't agree more.
For her to just lump them in together because they have the same last name, mm-hmm. I mean, it's... Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
She should know. Didn't she say she had a painkiller addiction?
Who, Meghan McCain?
Yeah, I heard that she fell down. She said something on the radio, like, okay, honey, this is how you hide things from your husband who apparently didn't find you falling down the stairs.
That's right.
Why didn't she break her neck like Sandy Denny?
Oh, you.
I mean.
David Louise Ferguson.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of the things that she said about Simone Biles. I'm sick of the way she goes after Kamala Harris. I'm like, bitch, leave black women's names out your mouth.
Yeah. Famous for being famous is Meghan McCain.
Famous for being a fucking vacuous idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if she had actually been competent at what she did, people would never have kept hiring her because she's a fucking train wreck.
You know,
they know that she's going to draw ratings wherever she goes because she has these meltdowns.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I mean, with the Andrew Cuomo thing, I almost call him Chris Cuomo. There are many, many Cuomos, and I sometimes
so
confuse all of the many Cuomos. So,
and so many homos.
But
so many men.
One of the many Cuomos. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to say about Andrew Cuomo and his behavior and the sexual harassment. It's fucking horrendous.
He needs
but
to resign.
Nepotism is not one of the things that I'm reaching for when I think of Andrew Cuomo at this point. I mean, I do think of the fact that this was some real dumb fuckery on behalf of Andrew Cuomo. I mean, again, I said this on Tuesday's show. Do you not read the news? Do you not know what is going on around you as far as this shit?
It continued into November of 2020. Yeah, I mean, just...
Yeah. It's just insane. But Meghan McCain goes right to nepotism, which is, again, don't look at me. Don't look at my nepotism. The fact that my whole career is predicated on the fact that my dad was John McCain and he was a senator for many years and ran for president. And now here I am. And, of course, Meghan McCain
I think she really thinks she's special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that she thinks that if, like, her dad had not been who he was, that she would have, like, you know, her gutsy journalism and her perky way would have, like, racked her up through the ranks into the upper echelons of the newsertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if it wasn't for her dad, she would be the most successful real estate agent in Sonoma or something like that.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what she would be.
Yeah, and so it's
no,
obvious.
She'd be just fucking married. She'd be married and buying jewelry.
Okay. Oh, shit. I don't want to move on because I'm loving this so much, but we do have to move on to other things. But, you know, look. This is, I'm just setting things up.
I will
find
a way
up.
To drag Meghan McCain in by the hair.
Okay,
the
please
show.
Do. So Devin, like... Devin Nunes. Let's move on to Devin Nunes.
Oh, how fun.
Devin
Let's
Nunes.
Move on to Devin Nunes.
You know, before the show, David was like, you know, I'm so tired today.
Really tired.
I gotta make some coffee.
Know,
and then here he is, like,
just
let
bouncing
him out.
Bouncing off the walls.
I know. Okay, so more Red Hat cancel culture. Devin Nunes is suing Rachel Maddow for defamation. Mm-hmm. This is driving me fucking bananas, these slap suits. This is the Republican Party's version of cancel culture. In fact, there are far more instances of this than anything that's happening on the left. And in this case, Devin Nunes is suing both NBC Universal for defamation and Rachel Maddow because of comments Rachel made in March regarding his dealings with an individual sanctioned by the U.S. government. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court in the Eastern District of Texas alleges that Maddow and the network harbor an institution of hostility, hatred, extreme bias, and ill will toward Nunes. Oh, so sad.
Okay, fine, but what did they get wrong?
That's it.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, that's just it.
So, I mean, that's the only way you can sue someone for libel or defamation is if you said they did something they didn't do.
Right, right.
And I know that from firsthand experience with my mother successfully suing the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is just a nuisance suit. I wish there was a maneuver a judge could do where they just, like, castrate him, like, get him fixed like a cat that sprays too much. It's like, I'm sorry, you have used up your, you know, allotted lifetime supply of frivolous lawsuits. You are, you know, now... You know, ballless.
Well,
sit in your corner and eat and get fat. You know, like.
Well, short of castration, the previous slap suit that Devin Nunes engaged in was, of course, against that Twitter account, Devin Nunes Cal, run by that Republican operative. And, of course, Devin Nunes lost that case and was forced to pay $42,000 to Devin Nunes Cal for her legal defense. So this is where
strong... Well, he don't lose this.
Yeah.
You don't think MSNBC has some good damn lawyers?
Right. Well, here's what needs to happen in all of these blue states where the ones where we at least have trifectas, they need to pass stronger slap laws, anti-slap laws specifically. because this is becoming an increasing tactic that's happening with Red Hats, where they're suing liberals to silence them. And there's one in particular case that I'm not prepared to talk about quite yet. But yeah, I've experienced this firsthand. And it's obvious what is going on here. We're suing liberals into silence. We cannot win the debate except to make sure that liberals no longer have a voice or the ability to criticize us because we're so fragile and brittle with our fucking nonsense. And that's the Red Hat philosophy right now. This is how this is turning politics into a blood sport in this country, where it's not just the debate on the terms of the issues or.
And you see what's happening, though, with people like Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. There are consequences.
Right. Right. There are.
And I think eventually Devin Nunes is going to figure out that he's dumb. Well, I don't know that he'll figure out that he's dumb. But once he gets his ass handed to him in enough courtrooms, I mean, maybe he'll start to figure out that he could lose a game of Candyland against Louis Gohmert. I mean, he's not a strategist.
Yeah.
He was like in the car with a reporter when he got a call from the White House and was like, "Ooh, I gotta go, doctor up a talking point. Bye." You know, and like,
right.
Yeah. Well, the Nunes team argues that Maddow's criticisms of Nunes are based on his, quote, emergence as the most prominent skeptic in Congress of Maddow's marquee news narrative from 2017 to 2019 that the Trump campaign colluded with Russians to hack the 2016 presidential election.
Oh, the one that he continually tried to sabotage?
Yeah, yeah.
That, is that the one? The one conflict of interest? Anyone?
Yeah, no kidding.
The thing is, they've got huge supplies of cash coming in through their various super PACs that they can use just as legal defense, legal offense, as the case of the Donald Trump, at least saying that this is what he's doing with his money, that the Save America PAC is all about the legal challenges to the election and so on, when in fact it's all money going into their pockets. So, and then
I can't wait to see Devin Nunes's lawyers up against Rachel Maddow's lawyers. In
Well, I mean NBC Universal's lawyers. I mean, that's just it. It's a massive media conglomeration.
Bloodbath.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They will squash him like a grape.
Well, meantime, there's this other story where you guys remember Patricia McCloskey? Remember the McCloskeys from a year ago during the BLM protests and so on after George Floyd? The McCloskeys.
Who Nick Klesko is going to sit next to with the RNC.
Yeah, that's right. Patricia McCloskey. That's who he wants to sit next to. Yeah. And they can see each other again now because both Patricia McCloskey and her husband have been pardoned by the Missouri governor.
Yeah.
Whereas Kevin Underwood remains in prison after 40 years when he is innocent of any crime.
That's right.
The prosecutors admit it. The jury, I mean, the witnesses have all recanted. Mm-hmm. But the man's just sitting there. Yeah. And it's like the fucking governor. Is it Haley Barbour?
The governor of Missouri is Mike Parson.
Mike Parson.
Yeah.
It's just like, well,
from the Mike Parson really project.
It's not really a priority for me. He can't just jump in line like these nice white rich people can. I mean, what do you think this is? A democracy? It's just,
Can a judge rule him freed?
No, they have.
Yeah.
They well, just won't take him out of the building.
Yeah.
Let him out. Yeah. I mean, Jesus.
The McCloskey's lawyer said Mark McCloskey.
For you to say.
I know, shit. Mark McCloskey has publicly stated that if he were involved in the same situation, he would have the exact same conduct. He believes that the pardon vindicates that conduct. And this is all part of...
But would his wife still wear that, like, French... like overage French tango outfit with the pistol? You know? It just made her look like she was, like... And I mean, seriously, the way she was holding that gun was like you would hold a pair of kitchen shears or pruning shears. Like, if that thing had gone off, it would have broken her jaw.
Yeah.
The recoil on that barrel. I mean, just...
Their house looks like the White House, though. I mean, the paranoia.
Those are the kind of houses in my neighborhood now that we're having to get gentrified out because that's what they're building here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So many suckers. These people, the McCloskeys, were told by Fox News and AM talk radio and all the rest that these BLM protesters were going to storm their home and take all of their shit and burn their place down. And so they,
well, it doesn't help that it looks like Versailles. You know, I mean, it's like, it's, there is a precedent here. I see houses like that. I'm like, where's our guillotine?
Yeah.
Isn't the shed, you know.
But they like, were nowhere near the actual violence and looting that was taking place. They were far from that. But yet they appear outside in their bare feet. And she's got this little nickel-plated handgun. And he's got, of course, the AR-15.
That's a Smith & Wesson. I mean, it's, that's a dirty, hairy gun with a shorter barrel.
Okay.
It'll put a hole in, a big old hole in somebody.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. He's using hollow points. He had a shotgun that if he had fired that thing, he would have been on his back with a broken collarbone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can obviously see that he has the muscle tone of an amoeba. You know, an amoeba that lives on nothing but marshmallows.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, like, yeah. Just completely the Donald Trump target demographic. I mean, the real target demographic. Because not only are these people red hats, but they've got money. And those are the best kind of red hats, at least in terms of Donald Trump. That's the kind of people he wants, the people who have
deep pockets.
Is it my
imagination?
Yeah.
Or was he wearing, Mr. McCloskey, wearing a pink polo shirt?
Yes, he was wearing
a pink polo
shirt. Sure, yeah, yeah. Khakis.
If anyone begs to be duct taped to an airline seat and then have somebody sneak a piece over their nose...
Jesus.
It's that guy.
But yeah, good. Well, great. They've been pardoned. So thank God that they're out now where they can do this again. I guess they're going to...
Where we can have some civil suits.
Yeah, certainly. Meantime, Donald Trump has a new fascist membership card that he's marketing now. So if you're a contributor to him and his flim-flam, if you're completely
Please
on board with his scam...
Tell me it has a chip on it.
I don't think it had. I don't see a chip necessarily.
That would be the perfect irony is if they had a credit card style chip on it and they're like, I don't want a vaccine. They're going to put a chip on me and track me.
They say typing from their phone that's tracking them on a daily basis.
Exactly.
Yeah. This ID card, it looks really Third Reich to me.
Yeah,
it's got the eagle in that specific shape, like the Third Reich eagle. It's red and gold, of course, that gaudy fucking nouveau riche color that Donald Trump loves so much. It says official Trump card, ha 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 ha, member since 2021, and then it's got the Save America PAC logo. So this is a basically...
What is this entitled them to?
This entitles
Does
you
it
to
get
be...
them first place in line at the 4 p.m. early bird buffet at Western Sizzlin'?
They can't even get into Mar-a-Lago with those.
They get their cards stamped, and if they get 10 stamps, they can go to Donald Trump's house
Subway?
And have hamburgers. Yeah.
I mean, I think they sell for like $50, too. It's not like it's...
It's just another fundraising scam.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's what Save America PAC is. Save America PAC is a fundraising scam. Donald
Trump. Save America PAC is SAP.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's perfect. That's the perfect acronym. Then it's got his ridiculous EKG signature on there, and it says authorized by President Donald J. Trump. And then it's got an ID number. It's giving you so there's no tracking chip as far as I know, but there's an ID number on here.
Right.
So we can't have verification of your vaccines. We can't have cards like that, right? We can't use those to get in and out of places and to prove that we have had the vaccination
for
COVID.
What is it good
but we
for?
Have like, this card, right?
Two for one frontal lobotomies at some Miami plastic surgery clinic.
That's right.
Like, I mean,
oh shit.
I don't understand. Like, or is it just to show your friends that you're, oh, we're in the same group? Or if they like pull you over, like some highway patrolman in, you know, Sasser, Georgia is like, I need to see your Trump card.
Yeah, we're gonna see this.
It's in my other pants. I'm sorry.
There's some guy. There's gonna be some guy at a Bed Bath and Beyond who's gonna try to buy like a box fan using his Trump card.
Yeah.
And they're going to say,
oh,
no, you can't.
Yes.
That's not a valid form of credit card, sir. What the fuck? Why are you taking my rights? I want to buy this here
fan.
Taking
my freedom. Yeah.
You know, I just noticed here, I'm looking at this tab on my screen. One of them's misspelled. It says Trump official card, except it says official is misspelled. Official is misspelled. O-F-F-I-C-A-L. A fickle card.
I thought you were gonna. I thought maybe it just might be official, for can't, you know, like. But no.
No, it's just a fickle, like an idiot. You don't think anyone looks at these things, Jesus? Before they go out, maybe we should proofread. But you know, there are things called spell checkers that you know.
This is
our standard.
Yeah. two things the right wing can't figure out. There is plagiarism tracking software and spell check.
Yeah.
Why do you argue with the squiggly red line? It's never wrong.
Jesus Christ. These horribly, horribly deluded people. You know, I said on Twitter before we started the show, I said, you know, today's probably not a good day to ask me whether America survives all this fuckery. And that's exactly where my brain is, man, when I see these Trump cards. Holy shit. Just the rank number of suckers in this country who were so easily manipulated by one of the, you know, most renowned con men in the history of America. I mean, P.T. Barnum is like sitting in his grave going, well, I got nothing on this guy. This guy is way beyond me. I mean, he was able to scam his way to the White House. That's pretty impressive. Ben, it's not just it's not him.
I think P.T. Barnum would have said he got way above out of his skis. Like, don't you? You know, it's like they say, don't ever start a fight with someone in clown shoes. You know, like, and for God's sakes, let you know that you're the one in the clown shoes if you're the con man, right? So and know where your level of incompetence
absolutely
is.
Oh, shit. Well, who doesn't love hanging out in loungewear? We're all fans of the loungewear. And it used to be code for hideously ugly sweatpants. Even your pets used to make fun of those. That's a thing of the past, though, with Cozy Earth. The people known for creating luxuriously soft, cool sheets made of bamboo have done it again, this time with loungewear. And they're taking it to a whole new level with their comfy, super soft selections in gorgeous styles and colors. From wonderful pajama sets, leggings, and tees, every item is sourced from earth-friendly viscose from bamboo for enhanced breathability and temperature regulation. You'll find something you can't lounge without at Cozy Earth. See why Oprah described Cozy Earth's pajamas as the softest ever in O Magazine. Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com right now. Enter the promo code Stephanie35 and save 35% on their loungewear and bedding. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie35. CozyEarth.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Summer music.
Pow, pow, power.
Yeah, another song of the summer right here. This is Elijah Bone, The Place I Love. This is not new.
It sounds like Topanga Canyon in 1967. I mean, it's like Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young are back.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The harmonies are so gorgeous.
Elijah Bone, one of my all-time faves, these guys.
Just shut up. Play tremendous. Some more songs.
Our friend Dave Barrett, ElijahBone.bandcamp.com. To support these guys. Yeah, David, we're playing all songs of the summer through August, and it's basically the most summertime songs that we played, you know, March, April, May, June, July.
Right.
I just selected 18 summertime songs. We're counting them down through August, and then we're going to do a big summer songs indie music countdown, songs of the summer indie music countdown at the end.
Let me write you one.
Yeah, holy shit, yeah.
Give me a minute. You know, one of the, I think, it's totally, this is kind of an aside, and we won't stay on it for long, but to me, one of the greatest summer songs in terms of just, like, being, you know, high by the pool or whatever, and just, like, feeling that lassitude that goes all through your body in the heat is Pets by Porno for Pyros.
Oh, yeah.
That guitar line is just, like, the sonic representation of those light shimmers on the bottom of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like on a hot day. Yeah.
Okay. Getting into what we're going to be facing for the next, I don't think it's ever going to end. I'm just one of those moods where I'm like, COVID's just going to be a thing in our lives for.
I've been saying that since it started. It's going to be an endemic disease eventually, like the flu.
And this is one of
the first it has to come in waves because, I mean, or go away for a minute because it just keeps hitting us and hitting us.
Yeah.
Because people.
I was looking at the Maryland numbers this morning, and there's, you know, I think the New York Times has the chart, and I was noticing how we were down in my county, we were down to the single digits in terms of infections, and now it's going back up again. It's starting to look like a year ago.
We were looking good until the students came back.
Why
the fuck are the students coming back?
I know. But it's gonna in the grade schools, it's gonna be carnage. Grade schools, high schools, it's gonna be
kids are gonna die.
Yeah, it's gonna be really, really bad. And you know, I mentioned on the Stephanie Miller show the other day, I keep going back to the whole George Carlin thing, that if you're pre-born, you're fine, but if you're born, you're fucked. And that's the, you know, that's how much the Republicans love the children, right?
But they don't even know their children. They get sent off with nannies and then sent to boarding school until they're like old enough to mix a martini. You know, and then they are like, you know, like, oh, it's your coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't really have any idea who the fuck you are.
Well, here,
Brittany.
I mean, like, and then on top of all of that, you get goons like Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, who's like, oh, I wish I hadn't signed that piece of legislation banning mask mandates. I wish I could take that one back.
You are the governor.
Yeah.
Make a decision. And it's,
but, you know, maybe people should stop.
You guys a story.
People should stop following the whimsy of crooks, propagandists, and suckers, you know, before it kills us
and
all.
Listen to scientists, doctors, and healthcare workers.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's about fucking time, and we can't do this right. The attention span of the American people is so goddamn short. It's making me crazy. It was just a year ago when we first dealt with this shit. What are we going to do? We're going to do this all over again where we wait until the curve gets really high before we decide to do anything about it. You know, the infection rate goes through the roof and then, oh, okay, well now we got it. Rather than doing something when it's low and stopping it now. I mean, what was the lesson that we learned from Donald Trump for the first 3-4 months of 2020? He should have acted when it was fresh and new and there were very few infections.
Yep.
And then we could have been out.
What did we learn from the fucking 13th century? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just
The 1918 flu pandemic. I mean, there were people that didn't want to wear masks then.
Yep.
It's just they didn't have Facebook to.
I don't know if you guys
people.
Want to, but if you do read John Barry's The Great Influenza, it is horrifying.
You know, I can barely pay attention to COVID news on Twitter.
It's different though when it's a really good storyteller and it happened 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Get it on Audible and walk or ride your bike to it, because having it read to you actually helps.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And but it's depressing because I mean, again, partisan politics and war and like. You know, the whole reason Woodrow Wilson was keeping it quiet was because he did not want the Germans to know that we were having a debilitating health crisis. Meanwhile, they were too. The only people who would write about it honestly were the Spanish. So it was named the Spanish flu, even though it came from Kansas.
Well, the FDA plans to fully approve the Pfizer vaccine by the start of next month. So anyone who's using the excuse
for a booster.
It's still under emergency authorization no matter what right now. So they're authorizing the two first shots fully, finally. So hopefully two of my friends that have been hesitant will finally get their shots.
Yes, because the emergency authorization excuse is off the table as of the beginning of next month. You can't.
It's a dumb
excuse. Absolutely.
What was the phrase Rand Paul kept? Well, then what is the point of diminishing force or whatever? And it was, I mean, he's just been in such rare form.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like Fauci, when he was just like, Senator Paul, you have no idea what you're talking about. In fact, you should probably shut your mouth and go straight to hell. You know, it just.
Elsewhere, Ted Cruz has decided to come out against papers, please laws. Where he's really upset that anyone would ask anyone else for verification of their vaccinations, right?
So he's going to stop people in Arizona, in Maricopa County, from pulling over carloads of brown-looking people and asking for their papers? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Is that going to happen, Ted?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the racist red hats hate the papers please laws except for brown people, and they hate restrictions on medical freedom except for women. This is, you know what this is? This, what I just illustrated right there, is white male supremacy. absolutely 100% that we deserve rights that these other people don't get. Women, if you want medical privacy, medical freedom, fuck no. Brown people, Mexicans, Latinos, you want freedom from being accosted by law enforcement, asked for your citizenship papers or your employment papers, which no one else has to do because you're the ones being profiled. Republicans think that's okay as long as you're not asking them for their vaccination papers. Ted Cruz says, we should have no COVID mandates. We shouldn't step into the regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. Yeah, like driving
like
your
drive
car
through Texas
on the highway. Yeah, when you can get pulled over for being brown. Just your brownness is probable cause to check your papers. That's the way the law works. Arizona, Texas, elsewhere, right?
Somebody on Twitter was like, pick that picture of him in his workout clothes on the Senate floor.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, yeah.
And they were like, where does Ted Cruz buy his clothes? And I was like, oh, lazy.
Just so you guys know, LA County issued an executive order requiring all of its employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. So that's 110,000 county employees that will have to be vaccinated if they want to keep their jobs.
Outstanding.
Which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I needed to do is I need to watch my city government and see which holdovers from the Republican administration get fired or leave because they won't get vaccinated and grab their jobs.
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea. Stake it out. Go stake it out.
Mayor.
Yeah. Hey, that's some industrious thinking. That's good. Meanwhile,
well, it just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, all military personnel, too, according to the Pentagon, are going to be required to be vaccinated. The announcement is expected on Friday.
So, now, my question with airlines, once Pfizer is, say, fully authorized next month and then Moderna a few weeks later, can't the FAA order you have to be vaccinated? Like they order you can't smoke, like they order certain things. Can't the FAA then do that? I don't see why they can't. They mandate no smoking now. That's by law. It's not because United Airlines wanted to have non-smokers. It's by law.
Yeah.
Have kind of been wanting to encourage people, whether they smoke or not, to carry a pack of cigarettes and a pack of matches wherever they go. And when an anti-masker starts yelling at them, to light up. And blow smoke in their faces.
Yeah.
And be like, if you can take chances with my health, I can take chances with yours. Are you comfortable right now?
Yeah.
Because
I
it's the same self-righteous,
exactly the same
doughy
thing.
Faced pilgrim people who were like, you must now smoke outside. Oh, now you're too close to the building. In fact, why don't you just not smoke in the whole 16-block perimeter of Dublin? And it's just
And in fact, it's even worse with COVID, and I'll tell you why.
Because you can't see it.
Yeah, well, and also, and also if I start smoking a cigarette around a red hat who is unvaccinated or whatever, and they get lung cancer from my secondhand smoke,
they can sue you.
They're not giving their lung cancer to everyone else they know. If they get COVID from me because they're not wearing a mask or whatever, they're going to give it to everyone they know. And that makes it extra dangerous. Like, it goes beyond.
And the scary thing is probably the guy would or woman would turn to you and be like, would you mind not doing that? I have asthma.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, are you vaccinated since you have a pre-existing condition that's known to make COVID-19 way worse?
You know what we can also do?
Oh, no, I don't want to put poison in my body.
No, you know what we can also do is around an anti-masker go, do your children have a peanut allergy? Can I just rub this peanut oil all over you?
Yeah.
No, a mister.
Because that's
a plant
the thing.
Mister. Plant mister full of peanut oil.
Yeah, I mean, that's because on airplanes now, it's not by law, but they don't have peanuts on airplanes because of fucking peanut allergies, for fuck's sake.
That's where they're gone.
Well, by the way, what's going on with Boston's Democratic mayor? This was weird yesterday. She compared vaccine passports to documentation required during slavery, and she also compared it to birtherism. This is Boston Mayor Kim Janey. She's a Democrat.
White?
She's
a white woman.
No, she's black.
Mm. Oh.
There's a long history in this country of people needing to show their papers. During slavery, post-slavery, as recent as you know, that immigration population has to go through here. We heard Trump with the birth certificate nonsense. Here we want to make sure that we are not doing anything that could further create a barrier for residents of Boston or disproportionately impact black, indigenous, or people of color communities.
But you have to present papers when you get a driver's license or get pulled over by the police. You have to show your license. You have to present papers when you go to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
You have to, I mean, you have to present papers to get your kids into school if they have to get make sure they're vaccinated against mumps and measles and rubella. So, I mean, it's like, oh, show me all papers. But they don't, you know, they want to come to immigrants and be like, show me your papers, you Pakistani, you know? And it's just like, it, okay, guys, you know, not all paper is the same.
Yeah, well, this is...
It's like, show me your papers could be my wallpaper.
But this is but an this is an invalid comparison because there's no racial component of having a, you know, vaccine passport. Right. That's not.
But that's why it's the first time white people are being asked to say that they're not dangerous to society.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they're like, "What do you mean I'm white?"
Mm-hmm. Well, Don Jr. the other day tweeted something to the effect of, "You know, people should require vaccine passports to vote, and then watch all the Democrats' heads explode." And
no, I was like,
"Let's do it." Because who's going to?
I never thought I would be in agreement with Coke Drip Jr.
What were you going to say, Jody?
I am 100% in, and I tweeted that at him. I said, I am in.
Because, of course.
You're not smart enough to get vaccinated. You're not smart enough to vote.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, from a rhetorical point of view, you don't want any impediments to voting necessarily. But from an argumentative point of view, Don Jr. saying this, he's basically just saying, hey, look, I'm okay with our own people getting blocked from voting because they're not vaccinated like idiots. So, yeah, that was just a dumb fucking thing for him to say and totally not surprising at all. Meanwhile, of the 164 million vaccinated Americans, less than 0.1% have been infected with the coronavirus and 0.001% have died, according to data from the CDC. So that regards the breakthrough infections, which the Republicans are now seizing on to say, hey, look, the vaccine doesn't work, so why even bother? All these breakthroughs. Yeah, but it's 0.001%.
This is what makes me want to sew together a little Ron DeSantis voodoo doll, you know, and put a little Lego plastic chunk of hair on top.
Yeah.
And draw a big screamy mouth and just like fill it with little pieces of paper that say disgrace, humiliation, sickness, pain, and then sew it up and just jab pins in it.
Well, the press was asking him the other day saying, hey, why is everything so bad here in Florida, in your state? What are you doing wrong here? And he's like, it's not my fault. It's those immigrants coming across the border in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. Don't you know? Don't you see?
Which
can't you
don't
tell?
Even touch his state.
I know.
Don't even touch his state.
How many thousands of miles is Florida away from the border of Mexico?
I mean, think those people are going to Florida when they can get to California, which is so much better.
Are there people in Florida who legitimately believe that Florida borders Mexico? Is that what Ron DeSantis
is? Florida.
Is he targeting that?
Well, it's right up on the Gulf of Mexico, and they could come across that water anytime.
It's utter fucking madness. Again, how do we break out of this? Because I don't see this kind of behavior. What the Red Hats are doing, what the Republicans have become, is incompatible with the survival of this republic. I don't know
how. It's incompatible with their own survival, Bob.
Yeah,
they're going to get the fucking Delta variant and die. That's already happening. Waves of 55, 42-year-old men texting their wives from before they get intubated saying, oh, damn, I wish I'd got the vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to keep happening because this is the nature of extremely virulent novel pathogens.
Yeah.
The more bodies they can inhabit, the more they mutate and the more vicious they get on a curve. At some point, it will reach a saturation point where it will begin to become less like toxic to the human body.
Yeah.
Because the 1918 virus, this is what you'll learn if you read John Barry's book, it wasn't just the virus itself. It was the poisons that it gave off as it did its processes, as it destroyed your cells and made everything inflamed. Hmm. And your body would respond to the inflammation with everything it had because it was such an alien attack. So you'd have what was called a cytokine storm. Have I told this? Stop me if you've heard this.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, a cytokine storm is when your body throws white blood cells, leukocytes, I mean just like every single defender cell, T cells, against whatever's See, every time you do that, it wrecks my concentration, and I can't finish.
I'm sorry. I'm OCD. If you start talking about medical news, I've got to play the Doogie Howser thing.
Okay, so cytokine storm is the total mutually assured destruction, mm-hmm. nuclear war of immune responses.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the process of trying to kill the invaders with everything it has, it ends up killing a lot of healthy tissue,
mm-hmm.
and that is what killed a huge number of people in 1918, and why it struck particularly hard against healthy young people,
yeah.
because they had great, robust immune systems that then killed them. Mm-hmm. People drowned literally in their lungs' attempts to save themselves.
Which is happening now, yeah.
It's exactly what's mm-hmm. happening yeah. now.
One of the worst ways to die, too. And I don't know why these guys are doing it for Trump. It's amazing.
I don't know. I keep seeing a side effect on one of these antidepressant or something, Abilify commercials, where mm-hmm. it's like, chances of a life-threatening infection in the genital perennial area is possible. And I'm like, I don't know. Dying of taint rot?
Yes, to own the libs.
To own the libs.
I don't know.
And they can't get it up either, so there's also that.
A symptom, yeah.
That's today's show, dying of taint rot.
I'm going to get kicked off of Apple Podcasts if I call the show that. But, I mean, yes, I would love to make that the, yeah. Should be the name of the show. It really should be. In the best case, maybe it will be. We never know. Okay.
Dying of TR.
Okay. One last break. We'll come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Seska. You clutch a rosary as if the broken beats could ever guide the hands of fate. The ambulance is well.
Another song of the summer, 2021. This is the great Matt Jaffe in a song called Enough Bad Luck. MattJaffeMusic.com.
I totally feel like I'm in their garage right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is what I consider garage rock. Like, and it's like, you can just tell it's like a group of people that really like each other.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, like the positivity and the love is kind of flowing out of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, man, Matt Jaffe is one of the greats. We're going to watch him collect all the Grammys one of these years. I swear to God, he's on his way. He's on his way to big time, which means
it's going to turn out, you know, Matt Jaffe's going to write into me like, I did all those tracks myself. What is T-Rex calling me a narcissist? Like,
well, Matt is one of those guys who we love to play his music here. And on one hand, it'll be great to see him make it big and sign on a major label and start doing tours, major label tours and collecting Grammys and so on. But then we won't be able to play his music anymore as soon as that happens. So it's great to get him now where we're like on the ground floor of the Matt Jaffe.
He can do what Ariane used to do under those. But when under those, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, under those same kind of contractual obligations, REM was not allowed to record as REM. And so there were certain words that would start appearing on flyers around town, like two-headed calf.
Oh,
and
I see.
Like, what the hell? And then this new band that no one had ever heard of would suddenly have an EP in the window at the called Two-Headed Calf.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was actually R.E.M. But sometimes scrambled on instruments with, like, Pete on drums and Bill. Anyway, this is just towny old. There's nothing more insufferable in Athens than an old towny, because we're like, oh, in my day, the B-52s would come to your house on your birthday and bake you a cake. Surprise! You know, like... And lumps of hashish grew from the trees, and rent was only 20 cents a month. Yeah, anyway.
All right, well, you know what? We've got Mike Lindell news here, just real quick. Mike Pillow.
You know, recently Crack put out a statement denying it ever met him.
Well, you know, this is specific to your home state there, David, because Mike Lindell was commenting on the Georgia runoff elections. And
go on, Mike.
Yeah.
Governor, please proceed.
Mike Pillow had this to say about Georgia. Basically, the Democrats got greedy, and they shouldn't have tried so hard to win both of those runoff elections. So here's the super smart Mike Lindell.
And they got so greedy. Look at the miracle in Georgia where they took both those Senate seats. If they would have just left one, we wouldn't be talking, because everyone would have said, let's get them in 2022. Let's just campaign harder.
Yeah, they got greedy, see. You know, and if the Democrats were smart,
basically he's like, I thought you were going to hit me, so I'm going to hit you harder first, basically. You know, he's like, you guys got too greedy by expecting things that were actually entitled to you.
Yeah. Why did you try to win so many elections, you stupid Democrats?
You don't. More? You want more. You know, I mean. crackpot. I mean, really, the guy is like, what? I mean, probably he doesn't smoke crack anymore, but I bet his medicine cabinet does not have a see-through thing where he can look into other people's bathrooms like in that commercial.
Oh, no, I don't know, man. He was sitting out there doing an interview, and oh my God, he was wearing his boxer shorts during the interview, boxer shorts and his suit jacket. I swear to fucking God, he was doing a poolside thing, where he was sitting at like a table with his camera phone and everything. He was doing a Newsmax hit or something like that. And he wasn't wearing any pants. He was just wearing
light blue
boxers.
It's like Hunter S. Thompson without any of the talent, uniqueness, class, way with words. You know, it's just like watching someone with way too much money just come completely unglued.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to do it without any pants on. Yeah.
You're getting better at this.
I'm trying. Meantime, the world's dictators are all operating off of the same script. I just want to pass this along real quick. We know this. We know that there is an effort, mostly by Russia, to bring about authoritarianism in various governments, including the United States. And we see this most explicitly happening in Brazil with the far-right president Bolsonaro there. Well, he's claiming election fraud. He's doing this basically the same
Doesn't
thing, doing the big
COVID?
Lie. He's doing the Brazilian version of the big lie.
Right, right. I just want one beautiful woman Brazilian reporter to ask him if he's got erectile dysfunction now.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would imagine. I mean, it's a funny question, but in terms of the primitive kind of right wing machismo that he's trying to promote as part of his nationalism platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said, I want elections next year, but clean, democratic, and sincere elections, which is always what they say right before they completely rig the election in their own favor. That's what Donald Trump was saying all last year with the mail-in voting. I can't have all this mail-in voting, and now all these state governments are passing laws banning all that shit. Right. This is how it happens. This is how
I read a statement, though, by like I think even a Republican legislator in the Arizona State Senate who said it's August of 2021. The time to let go of the November election of 2020 was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you guys couldn't find anything by now. So, I mean, maybe that shit show is finally winding down.
Yeah,
or as my mother would call it, a goat fuck.
Well, bear in mind that a week from tomorrow is one of the earliest predicted dates that Mike Pillow has dropped for Trump being reinstated.
I thought he pushed it.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the dates he mentioned, though, I know he's moved it around a lot, but one of the dates he mentioned was the 13th of August, and that's a week from tomorrow. And then he was saying the 15th,
just like praying, like on his knees, like feeling like, oh, I feel a number coming. Just like the psychics on like 1-900, like, oh, Miss Cleo, you know, I feel a number coming. I believe it's 8, 8, 11. Yes, he'll be back, you know, like.
Yeah, it's just like all the end of daysers. They think, okay, shit, the world's going to end on August 13th. And then when it doesn't,
Let's
right.
Move those goalposts.
Yeah, the Lord moves in mysterious ways. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, God didn't get it wrong. We got it wrong. And that's the thing about conservatism, too. Every time it does what conservatism does, which is to wreck and fragment society and make people desperately poor, they're like, conservatism failed. We failed it. And it's like, no, guys, all of you failed this fucker together.
Well, like, I at least hope that if Donald Trump comes back and is reinstated, that Mike Lindell will wear some pants for once, for a change, instead of treating us to imagery of his goddamn boxer shorts.
I wonder if someone in that camp isn't so literal-minded that they were like, no, these are old pants that only idiots can't see.
Well, he figured he was only being shot from the waist up for the Newsmax hit or whatever he was doing.
Let me have this, Bob. Let me have this. Okay. Someone in there is like, we're going to send you out in these beautiful robes. And he can't see them. And he's like, but they're like, remember, only an idiot can't see them. So.
All right. Well, coming up next on the Postmortem Show, we're just going to keep on talking. As soon as this music is done playing, we keep doing more show. But if you're listening only to the free show, you're not going to get any of it. So what you got to do is you got to go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/BobSeska Show. You can click the all caps Patreon link at BobSeska.com. That's the easiest way to get there. And if you sign up for $5 a month, we're only talking about pennies per show. Not only do you support this independent podcast, thank you very much, but you also get all kinds of bonus content. You get access to the Patreon app, which makes listening really super convenient. You get alerts, notifications on your phone for all the new shows that come out, including the Postmortem Show, including the After Party, and the Indie Music Countdown. Of course, Tuesday and Thursday free shows, the ultimate edition of the show without commercials, etc. All that comes right to your phone, and you can listen to it wherever you go. Plus, you can manage all of your memberships there, too. So thank you for doing that, and we'll see you over there. Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Bye. Take care, folks. We'll see you on the Postmortem Show. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi.
You trying to sing along to the theme song? Is that what you're doing?
I was actually kind of dancing, and I bumped my knee into the dresser, but it was on the beat, so I let it go.
Okay. Bye-bye.